me and for the majority of the Guinean people across the world, this is not something we have to celebrate. That's why even we plan a protest today. When you look the communication that the military held on September 5th, 2021, all these promises, you will see they don't end up doing nothing. They promise the Guinean people to change the behavior of the government and the presidency. They promise to love Guinea and the Guinean people, not to kill them. They promise to respect the value of democracy. Nowadays, there is no protest. You know about the dissolution of the FNDC.
That's what I want to ask you, because you are planning a protest on the first anniversary of the military coming to power, but the FNDC is banned. In fact, during the recent meeting of the ECOWAS mediator, some Guineans were calling on you to consider dialogue instead of demonstrating.
We are the one who asked for dialogue, but that dialogue is not on table. We are the one who asked for the mediator to come. He came in Guinea, and the authority did not allow him to meet with the FNDC. And there is nothing showing that they want to dialogue with all the Guineans. There is no dialogue.
How are you going to demonstrate when you are banned? Isn't that a possibility for confrontation with the military junta?
We don't think about the confrontation. All we're doing is to let the whole world realize these military, they are dangerous for democracy, they are dangerous for West Africa, they are dangerous for the whole world.
Let me ask you, one of the issues debated or discussed during the recent visit of the mediator to Guinea was the issue of the transitional timetable. It seems to me that the military continues to say that it wants a 3-year transitional timetable, even though ECOWAS wants 2 years. What does the FNDC want?
First, we need the military to let us know when the transition will start, when it will end. Secondly, we ask the military to release all those people that were kidnapped by them. First, the head of the FNDC, whose name is Umar Silakunike Mange, and you have Ibrahim Diallo, and you have Sekou Yaya Barry. Those people were kidnapped and put in jail. We asked the military to release them. The third thing is to let the people know who is killing the Guinean people. Now, let me come back to your question about the date. There is no date. They even talk about 3 years. But listen, Mr. James, these 3 years, there is no beginning, no ending. They're not going to let you know when these 3 years will start.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Mr. James.